Hello, audiobook. Wari here. It is Sunday, the 5th of August, and this is my audioboo. Now, sat next to me at the moment, I have a special guest audiobooer. This is my youngest son, and he's going to tell you today about what we did today. Where did we go?
We went to Osborne.
Osborne House, didn't we? And so the Osborne House, do you remember what's special about Osborne House?
It was Queen Victoria's home.
That's right. And what topic are you doing in school next?
Victoria's. Yeah,
that's brilliant. So when we went there, we had a look round, didn't we? What were the first two places we went to see?
The Swiss cottage and the beach. And on the beach, there was this like little show thing, a show called Punch and Judy.
You liked that, didn't you?
Yes.
So you're going to tell everyone about Punch and Judy and why you liked it.
At the start, there was just like a bunch of chats. And then Judy says to Mr. Punch, take care of the baby. And when the baby starts to cry, he goes, shut up. And then he goes back to sleep. Then he goes to sleep. Then when he wakes up, he's still crying. He goes like this. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Hitting him on the floor and the walls. And then he goes back to sleep. And then when he wakes up again, he's still crying. So he goes, how about I take you on a flying lesson? He goes, one. Two. Uh-oh, I've dropped out the window. And then when Judy... And he tells us not to tell Judy. When Judy came up, we told her. And she got a stick and went, pow, pow. And then Miss Punch took the stick for her and went, that's the way to do it, hitting her with it until he accidentally killed her.
So really, the whole worry about today about violence in video games is completely superfluous compared to the traditional childhood entertainment of Punch and Judy. Is that right?
Yes. And my favourite bit is when, he's got any sausage. He says, there's no crocodile cows. He goes to sleep. Then there's a crocodile. He went,
What do we have to say to warn him about the crocodile?
We have to go and say... go and look behind you, but to wake him up, we had to say his name really loud. And when he went, can you just stay there for a second? He went out of the stage. He was going to get sick. But then he came back up saying, "You'll probably have to come down with me." So they both come down. Then he gets a stick. They come up and he goes like this to the crocodile. That's the way to do it. Yes, that's the way to do it. Hitting the crocodile, and that he's already holding the sausages. So he goes like this. He can't hold the stick and the sausage at the same time, so he puts the stick in his mouth and takes the sausages. Then the crocodile goes, that's the way to do it on Mr. Punch, by hitting him with the stick.
I should at this point out that he is demonstrating for you with hand gestures, but you're just going to have to imagine that in your head, because obviously we can't see through audio book. But it was very, very good gestures there, Ben.
And when the crocodile got down, it became morning, and he didn't barely get any sleep. And there's another good bit before that, when he goes to jail for killing his wife and his baby. This place is haunted by ghosts. Well, this is what a cop says. When we have warned him about the ghosts, he didn't know where it is, so he went back to sleep. He came back, he found it, and then he realised that it wasn't a ghost because it was opaque. So then he realised it was a skeleton, so he went, bones could be broken. The skeleton nodded. And then he went underneath, out of the stage again, to get a stick. When he got back with the stick, he started hitting the skeleton. He goes like this, that's the way to... Uh-oh, stuck in his eyeball. He tries to get it out. And when he does, he hits it so it dies.
So what did you do at the end of the show? Something special happened at the end of the show. What happened?
I had a photo taken of the crocodile, Mr. Punch, and me. I also had my picture of Queen Victoria with me for my homework.
So what's this homework that you have to do with Queen Victoria?
Well, I have to take her on holiday with me, taking photos of me and her. And we thought it would be best to take it at her home. And the picture of Queen Victoria was actually with Mr. Punch, the person who did the show, and the crocodile.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your insightful and very comprehensive review of Punch and Judy. Bye all.